Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again. Y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood. That's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues. I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruz. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches don't your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches don't your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holler if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a friend. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff for law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. But pressure bust pipes, I know I spat to y'all. To know me's to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Taro. Assault like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleon, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Full pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit. Dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit. Dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beams.
It's the streets is talking sports talk show. Quit it, twist it, hip hop. From a street perspective.
And a couple of things to the bullet.
You hear Benny Siegel. Yeah. With it from a street perspective, and guess what, world? We in the building, baby. I'm your host, L Boogie. T T-Roll, Styles the God, I-C-E, and OG the Buck. Man, I know it's the NFL draft tonight, and I know we're going to get to that. We got NCAA football. We got NFL. Oh, man, and NBA. But just quick note, guys, quick note. I just got a kite flown to me. The streets is talking. Klay Thompson just injured his right leg in a workout. He will undergo testing. Just to put that in y'all eye, just put it out there in the street. Just to let y'all guys know. So we'll see where the Warriors are going to go tonight. But we're going to get to that later. Let's get to that later. But let's start off. Terrence Crawford, old bud from Omaha, Nebraska. Fourth round TKO of Kell Brooks, man. Saturday night. We said it was going down. Just giving you guys a little shot, a little side street on that. Crawford went up in him, took him out in the fourth round. We knew it was going to be a knockout, but we didn't know it was going to be that early. Shout out to my man, Justin Johnson. Am I correct? OG the Butt, you do the stats. Had the lowest score in Masters history, won a Masters. Poor Tiger. He won it in 19. They thought he was going to have some more Tiger magic. Didn't go down. And let's get to this NCAA football. Notre Dame, yeah, they squeaked by. A lot of games was canceled. But let's talk about that team from up north, man. Another embarrassment. He is 0-for in the conference right now. Michigan hasn't won a game. I'm going to go to you first, Styles the guy. Is Jim Harbaugh on the hot seat? Is it over with for old Jimmy, man, khaki pants? I'm going to say it again. Is it over for khaki, man?
I told y'all on the last show, man, khaki pants ain't a college football coach. He is a professional coach, like with professional players that's already proven. You know, when it come down to picking these quarterbacks and picking these running backs and linemen and all of that and getting players to believe in you and wanting to come to cold Michigan to play some football and rebirth Michigan football for what it is, truly, then, you know, they need a different coach. They need a different coach, different philosophy. Got too much stuck in his pants, man. It was a straight embarrassment. I had my boy P. My boy P. Funk was texting me, man. He just so ashamed of his boys, man. He was texting me throughout the game, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we? I can see my boy pulling his hair. What are we doing? And so, you know, it's over for Harbaugh. Completely over. That's my take.
ICE, it's in a case of emergency. What's up with that team up north, man? Is it over with it? Will he finish the season? It's looking very dim up there in Michigan. Will he finish the season? ICE.
You know, just because, you know, and he's a great, he's a legend. You know, they probably just let him finish this year on out, man. And, you know, and let him go, man. And I love Jim Harbaugh, man. He's probably one of the greatest Michigan players. I mean, he was better than Tom Brady at Michigan, though. You know what I'm saying? Just Tom Brady had to, he was battling Bob Greasy's son, you know, Brian Greasy all the time. But this guy was, he was a thriller all the time at Michigan. He like Mr. Michigan to me down there. So it might just let him, you know, resign, you know, something special like that, man. Because Mel Tucker, man, you know, Michigan State beat him the first game. He was rooting for Mel, like, let's go, Mel, you know. Mel, they won a game since, man. I think it's time for Harbaugh to, you know, try to NFL one more time. You know, I think that's where it's hard at, man. You know, give it another go there because, you know, you can't get no better than Michigan. That's the alumni. You know, I'll give him one more shot in the NFL, man, or he'll be like his daddy. He'll be a high school coach from here on out, you know. So that's my take on that, man.
Do we got Rizzy in the building? No T Rizzy. Well, I'll say this for the old Harbaugh, it's time. His voice has gone dim. It's time to let it go. Now, I thought my upset special, Virginia Tech, would knock off Miami. Ooh, it didn't happen. They lost by one. I had y'all biting y'all fingernails. I had you and Sko biting your fingernails, Dream Team. Y'all thought they was going to get, the U was going to get knocked like I did. But my man Roy down here in Mansfield, that's his team. They end up winning, man, knocking it off. And for the guy up north, I'm going to tell you this. It's over. After this year, it's over. They got the sniper. They got the contract for him. He's dead at the end of the season. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. When we come back, we got a lot of NBA to talk about, so we'll get to that. But we're going to get to the NFL. We got a lot to talk about. Drew Brees with his injuries. The Hail Murray. Oh, man. Hail Murray. It's so much to talk about. It's the Streets is Talking, man. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective, give us a call, 515-605-9370. And don't forget, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Shout out to my man,
Crisis up and down like his Wall Street home. But this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown bone. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are. Welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that for damn. This ain't a stone outfit, Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C. That's where you're wrong. I came into this motherfucker 100 grand strong. 9 to be exact, from grinding G-packs. Put this shit in motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would've told him that Ho would sell clothing, not in this lifetime, wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black boy. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put me anywhere on God's green earth, I triple my worth. Motherfucker, I will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. Move on and switch states. Chop the coupe with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate. Never follow orders, dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck all, this is Big J. Ah.
You know
will not lose ever. Fuck up.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. It's Wild Out Wednesday, and we always give it to you from a street perspective. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, give us a call. Get in the asylum, 515-605-9370. This guy finished talking about the Masters. Poor Tiger couldn't get there this time. We thought he would have the magic, couldn't do it. Our man, Terrence, we said it, Terrence Bud Crawford. Man, he booked him, too. Old Brooks, he booked him. Book him, Dano. TKO in the fourth round. NCAA football, almost a couple upsets, man. Harbaugh is looking real dim for him moving forward. But tonight, you know what we do, man. Recap of the NFL, and we have the pre-draft show of the NBA, man. Woo-wee, it's hot. We hot tonight. Whew. Sunday, Drew Brees sack, couple cracked ribs, and a punctured lung. I want to ask the streets a couple questions about that. It's real big. I want to know, is Drew Brees, is this his last year playing NFL football? And will the New Orleans Saints be able to overcome this injury and still stay atop of the NFC in their division and in the conference? Let's start with you first, ICE. What do you think about this big Drew Brees injury moving forward for the Saints, and what does that do for the scale of the NFC conference?
Man, that was a big blow, man. But I hate to say it, though, man. That's karma or something else, man. Because came back and got him. You know, they was going for him every game. To believe every player was going for Drew Brees for that comment he made early through the year. He already had like three crack ribs before that. So he had like five crack ribs, okay? They've been going at him, trust me, okay? They ain't forgot that. Maybe we forgot it because we ain't playing. Those guys ain't forget it. And when they hit him, it's a little extra on it, okay? So you can believe that. But Jameis Winston, I think Teddy Bridgewater was the right fit for them as far as throwing the ball deep. You know, I think Jameis Winston, you know, if he learned anything, you know, I think he can be effective, you know what I'm saying? And Saints still can get to the playoffs this year. You know, but I think Drew Brees, this is probably his last year. You know, if he come back, and I don't think if he come back this year, it'll be playoff time. If he come back, you know, and guess what? They want him some more. They want him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the back of their mind, like, oh, we didn't forget that. You know, so yeah, so, you know, either this would be his last year, man, or next year, and if Jameis Winston played good, and, you know, they make some noise a little bit in the playoffs, this would be his team to carry on. But I don't think Drew Brees got it no more, man. This is last year. And that's my take.
STG, what you think about them Saints moving forward, man, without Drew Brees and the state of New Orleans? Who that?
Man, I'm sorry to say it, man. I love rooting for, you know, the minority, period, man. But Jameis Winston's nothing but garbage. He's the bottom of the garbage can. He barely can hand the ball off the right way last week when he checked in. I don't see the Saints doing pretty much nothing with Jameis Winston. And it's just, it's sad to say it, but a boy done, man. And Drew Brees is done. This is last year. Too many injuries. You know, I mean, unless a team do it with Phillip Rivers and give him $35 million, $30 million for a season, which I see is possible, with so many bottom of the barrel quarterbacks in the NFL. But yeah, things have no shot with Jameis Winston under the helm. That's my take. Yeah.
Man, famous Jameis, man. This is a chance for Jameis to make some bread. Everybody bets on themselves at this situation. They think he's washed up. It's either two ways it can go. He could become the New Orleans Saints projected starter for next year and the years to come, or he's going to be a serviceable backup and we might not hear about him like we don't RG3. Streets! But I hope he does well. This is his chance. This is his chance right now for him to get it together. I don't think they're going to falter as much. They have a couple easy, I'm not going to say any game in the NFL is easy, but they have a couple games that are not, that are very winnable, where they're the favorite. Two against Atlanta. They got, I think, one more with Carolina. So I think they should be okay. I think they'll be okay moving forward, but I hope they don't do too good for my Green Bay Packers. Now, can you hear me? Guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. NFL, man, you know what it is. I'm going to start with you first, ICE, because I know where it's going. I'm going to start with you. Your top three games, man, of this week, man. I know you went in maybe thinking about or talking about some, but came out with three that you was just, wow, man. This is very impressive. So what were the three games that shocked you this weekend?
Man, you know I'm always a Browns guy, but I'm going to do that last. But my very first game, the best game of the week for me, is tomorrow night, man. Arizona against Seattle, man. And Kyle Bowler, I think he's 2-0 against in the last two games. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they tied for first, you know. I think Kyle on a natural high right now, man. And Russell been struggling, you know, lately, you know, without no running game. So, I heard him today call himself, he a winner. He is a winner, though. I love Russell Wilson, man, but lately he's been struggling. And Kyle been improving lately. And his MVP stock is rising a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, so that's my first game. And my second game, man, I like that. Ravens against the Titans. This is a big game because they both, like, at the same record, 6-3, you know. But I'm pulling for the Titans to win this one, man.
We're saying the games that's been played, not the ones coming up. Remember, we're talking about the ones that was played.
Oh, the ones that were played this past week?
Yes, of course. It's Wednesday. You know, we wild out and talk about these games that was played on Sunday.
Oh,
man, he caught up in the NBA draft, Dream Team. He forgot about football. I'm so shocked at this guy.
I was talking about the
man.
Yeah, you're right.
He's talking about the Titans and the Red. We're talking about the week that just passed with Drew Brees got his ribs cracked.
Yeah, Ray talking about the Browns and their upcoming game. That's why he was setting y'all up for that.
No, but this week, man, was a good week, man. You know, the Steelers. You know, I thought the Steelers was gonna get handled by Cincinnati, man, and they handled them big time, man. That surprised me, and I let me know that the Steelers for real, man. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I thought, even though Joe Burrow did throw an interception again, you know, but they dominated that game, and I thought it would be closer than that, you know. And that New Orleans game, man, that was big, man, you know. But Jerry Winston came in. He was 6-10, you know. He threw for like 70 yards. He didn't turn the ball over. They you know, hand the ball off to Kamari, anything can happen. So that's what he did, and they ended up winning that game. So I think they'll improve this week, too, coming up. And, of course, my Cleveland Browns, tough game. Wind was blowing. It was worse than the week before against the Oakland Raiders. And a good friend of mine was down at the game, both games. He was like, the wind was worse. So, you know, that tells me, you know, he managed the game. Everybody still want to call him Faker Baker, but he's 20-20 again as a starter. You know, he ain't no Tim Couch or none of these guys. Charlie Fry, you know. So, you know, I think he's improving every week. As long as we got that running game, man, we'll be just fine, man. You want him to be a franchise quarterback? We'll see. We're going to give him to the end of this year. You know what I'm saying? So You know, right now he's just a little bit like Kirk Cousins, if not better than Kirk Cousins. You know what I'm saying? So he's a winnable. He's a David Carr type of guy right now. He's marginal. You know what I'm saying? So I think he can get better. You know what I'm saying? Go Brownies. All right. That's my take.
STG.
Brady Quinn.
Top three games.
Deshaun Kaiser.
Y'all already know my first one, man. My first one, man. That Hail Mary by my boy Kyler Murray, who I keep screaming is going to be a last-second MVP, man. And then
Hail Murray.
I'm sticking to it, man. You know, he's first in his division now. His conference now. And, you know, and he's making that push for that MVP, I'm telling you. But that was the first game, man. That was awesome, man. Everybody cut their TVs and turned it to a different channel, watching other games, thinking that game was over, man. And I would stay locked in, man, because that boy got the quickest feet that I've seen since, I've seen it at Lamar Jackson, but man, like he got something different. He got a little something different with his. He's so little, and on top of it, he could throw the ball, man. He could make all the reads, all the throws. He's big time. That was my first game. My second game, man, I was locked in watching the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, because I thought the Bengals were gonna upset them. But I give it to the Steelers, man. That defense was lights out and sound. Big Ben was sound, man. The offense was good. I would like to see the Steelers get James Conner involved a little bit more, man, to make them more of a balanced attack to keep them, you know, on the road they're on, you know, just coming from a fan's perspective of the NFL. And then the last but not least, man, my Patriots, man, beating the Ravens, man. It was ugly weather, but we pulled it out. Like I said, we would. New England, killer cam, pulled it out. Bill Belichick got the formula. That's my
Cam.
Team.
Oh, Cam. Cam.
Listen. And I was flown a kite. That Styles the guy. I'm putting it out here on the Dream Team first. That Styles the guy. Said that the Patriots will still go to the playoffs. They still will go to the playoffs. And I said, man, you got to believe in your team. But I just, some teams that's ahead of them that I don't think they're going to go on that big of a slide for the Patriots to get in. And that begs the question, old Bill and Tom Brady. You got an overrated coach in Tampa Bay with the GOAT, and you got the GOAT coach with an overrated quarterback in Cam Newton. Street! And I saw Monday night two overrated quarterbacks playing against each other in the rain, and look what you got. But I'm going to go to my three games. Let me clear my throat. Drum roll, please. Oh, yeah. Now, game one. I keep telling you guys, I'm going to give them their respect. Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's not just the offense.
Boogie.
Yeah,
Boogie. You there, Boogie? Boogie's having technical difficulties.
Okay.
Let me give you my guys three games before we go to commercial. Hopefully, we can get him back in. I will be biased.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, okay. You back?
Yeah, I never left. I don't know what happened.
I was about to give y'all my three, and I was about to tell y'all about them Steelers. I'm glad you got
go
in. No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, Boogie.
Okay,
I'm just ad-libbing, baby.
So the Steelers, that's my first game.
So they did what they took care of business. My second game, I was surprised that the, you know, like I said, it must be something in Ice's drink because he called him the Oakland Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders, they look like the third best team in the AFC. We're going to see how good they are when they play the Chiefs this weekend. I thought they were going to have a hiccup against the Denver Broncos, but they put it to them. And I was very shocked about that. My third game is, how do you guys see what the Rams did to the Seattle Seahawks? I mean, they have a suffocating defense. You did not hear Eric Metcalf's name too many times, especially for big plays. And Jalen Ramsey is the real deal. Did I say he was from Florida State? But yeah, those are my three games, man, that really impressed me. And I'll say this too. Tua up in Miami, they having parties down on Ocean Drive, man. The beach is going crazy. That's why it's a pandemic. That's why it's cases going up. Because they won it in Miami. They down there on Ocean Drive, half naked, without a mask on. When we come back, OG the Buck, you want to get your top three games, man?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Let's get the commercial. Let's get at it.
All right, we up against it. We're going to get to the commercial. When we come back, man, we're going to talk NBA. And I know Styles the guy in the IC and the Dream Team is ready, man. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. And don't forget, world, tell a
black
friend
and yellow.
To tell a friend.
Black and yellow.
To tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Black and yellow.
Yeah. One time. Yeah. I'm getting mine like fine wine measured in time. Many other brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you for now. So fuck that cop and shit, I just wanna be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. Chill, life hard, and ex-lovers is like scars. Cause it stopped hurting, but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young, and my biggest enemy was the club. With voicemails on third rings, fucking
we
me up. Come on, trust.
Why can't you agree with me for one
time? Slow up.
Maybe you can know chill tonight. Maybe I can give you a chance. We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give
you a chance. Yeah. Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah? Let me illustrate ya, let my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet, have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere nigga take you, just know that my face good. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly, have you ever near a lot? Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga out. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood love. That's supreme confidence, if we good, that's good enough.
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you a chill. We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you a chill. How about that? I'm kind of making up and falling out. Wanna be a nigga, you're falling out. Gotta pick your body up when you're down and out. How about that?
talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got T Roll Styles, the guy, ICE, the engineer, OG, the Buck. We in the building, baby. Man, we've been talking about NCAA football, the Masters, Terrence Bud Crawford, NFL Week 10. Very interesting. And the big game tomorrow night, Arizona Cardinals versus the Seattle Seahawks. We're going to see if Arizona can let that big game go and learn how to keep winning, going up to the 12th man and getting that victory. We're going to see about that. The Browns, Faker Baker, man, he did his thing. They did his thing. And some people, fantasy players and bettors are salty at Chubb, man. He's supposed to score. He's supposed to cover the spread, man, and get fantasy points for that guy. He's that's what's been going through his head. But yet and still, he did what a brownie would do, play not to lose. No, I'm just playing. It's cheap, man. I'm sorry, IC. Y'all got the victory.
No, they said Baker Mayfield told him to do that in the huddle.
Yeah, he told him to do that. Nobody want to say that, but I wasn't going to say that, but he acknowledged that, though. Even Nick Chubb acknowledged that. So, but, hey, he'll a winner. You know what I'm saying? He's a team player. You know, he probably would have did it
absolutely.
If he had to tell him.
Absolutely. Shout out to Baker Mayfield for that. Now, NBA draft tonight is going to be coming down at the end of the show. Minnesota Timberwolves are on the clock, followed by Golden State Warriors. Some are saying the Warriors should trade the pick to get draft down. Who should the Minnesota Timberwolves pick at number one? Who do you think they're going to pick? Just a wild guess because it's going crazy. People are getting traded left and right. Up in Houston, they have a big problem. James Harden turned down 2-year, $103 million. Said he wanted to get traded to the Nets. Who are you, the Beard? And the general manager said, hey, they better get used to being uncomfortable because we're not trading you right now. You had to throw away the franchise on the buyer to get James Harden and Russell Westbrook. That's one. Number two, what we said happened. Jrue Holiday went to the Milwaukee Bucks. By Vonnegut from over there with the Kings. They made moves. He's in the starting lineup now. Over there with the twin, the Lopez. I mean, it's going down in Milwaukee. They're all in. So, my man, so he can sign the Supermax, the Greek Freak, moving forward. So, tonight, I'm going to start with you, T-Rizzy. What's going on in the streets? If you're the Minnesota Timberwolves, who do you take? And why? I mean, you have some pieces. You got Cat. You got D'Angelo Russell. You got a young squad over there. So if you're the Minnesota Timberwolves and you're the general manager, you had no workouts, no March Madness. Everything's been virtual. Very different draft. Where do you go if you're the Minnesota Timberwolves, T-Rizzy?
T-Rizzy back at the job.
Oh, T-Rizzy. Well, let me go to Styles the Guy. Styles the Guy, what do you do if you're the Minnesota Timberwolves? Wow.
Well,
Styles there. He's not there. I see in case of emergency. Who do you got? Who is you if you're the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Man, you know what, man? This decade, man, these big men is not panning out. You know, it's not the 80s no more. It's got to be versatile. So I'm looking at Anthony Edwards, man. You know, I know he can go either Anthony Edwards because they need a shooting guard. But I think Melo, you know, will make that team better. You know what I'm saying? And in Minnesota, they need something, you know, to bring the crowd there, man. You know what I'm saying? And he's an exciting player. And I watched him today, man. And he was playing against these pros, man, Melo, and he was doing his thing. Guys, all Kenyon Martin's son, Wiseman played, and he was doing his thing against these pros, man. He was making it. He was giving them the rock. He was making things happen, passing the rock, rebounding, blocking shots, getting steals. It was all over, man. He long, man. So, man, I think that'd be a good fit for Minnesota. Plus, man, he got that pizzazz, man. You know what I'm saying? That charisma. You know, and to me, there's no two superstars in this draft, but an all-star, I think him and Anthony could be all-stars, you know, in the future.
Do you think Golden State is going to, you know, make a trade to get lower in the draft, or are they going to keep the pick, and who do you think they're going to get?
Well, man, after this injury right here, man, you know, now things look kind of, you know, now Anthony looked like he'd be a perfect fit for them, you know. But either they want to go young or trade down and get and maybe get somebody in the draft. Cause now it just happened, so I don't know what they're thinking right now. You know what I'm saying? They got like a couple minutes. They got like 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying, to get it together because it just happened. So they might be trying to make a trade. Or, you know, if they want to get that second pick, man, I think Edwards would be that pick, man. He's a shooting guard. He got that Dwayne Wade in him. He's got to work on his jump shot. I think he's NBA ready already. You know what I'm saying? He got the game. He got that James Harden step back. He got the in-between dribble, throwing in between step. He can score. He can score, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you got to work on his jump shot, man. But I think that'll be Golden State pick, man, right now, seeing that what just happened, man, the last 35, 40 minutes ago, man. I mean, he is a scorer, you know, and they compare him to Dwayne Wade. Not saying he's going to come in averaging 20 a game, but, you know, Steve Kerr got a way of making players feel comfortable in his system, man, and scoring. So right now, that's what I would do, you know what I'm saying? I think Steph Curry and Green, Wiggins, and some more players that got on that team, man. And they still might can carry the load, but they need a shooting guard, you know, somebody who can play a little defense, a pure shooter. So I don't know, man. They might be looking for Bradley Beal right now, man. I don't know, you know. So, you know, this just happened. So I know they rushing right now on what they, you know, on this pick right now. So we'll see.
Well, if I'm Minnesota, I'm not getting the ball kid. Because you know who he puts me in the mind of? Somebody like Steph Marbury. They need the limelight. After 4 years, he's going to be gone. I need someone that maybe fits not just my system, but my city. So I might go with the Edwards kid that might fit, that can play off ball with Russell and Cat. And if I'm Golden State, if I want to compete against LeBron James and Anthony Davis, a wise man told me, go get the kid from Memphis. Get Wiseman. Now you could compete with the Lakers and Anthony Davis. You still got Wiggins, and you still got Curry on the perimeter to get buckets. And you need somebody to neutralize OAD. So if I'm Golden State, I'm going to stay pat and I'm going to go get Wiseman at the number 2 pick, that 7-footer, and develop him into the next AD. But he's left-handed. You know what I mean? Ooh. So he can, yeah, I might turn him into the next LO. If people aren't familiar with what LO stands for, that stands for Lamar Odom. Shout out to LO, man.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to say that. I think the kid Ball would look good down there in Charlotte playing with our guy from the land, old Terry Rozier, Scary Terry, and you might have something. I think the
like
steal
to-
up. Who do you? Before we go to break, and
Nick,
we're going to get to
the. Nick, do you think your Knicks should trade up and get Ball? They just
no,
made
we
a
shouldn't.
Move to get the 23rd pick. They got two first rounders. Should they use both of them to go ahead and get Ball?
We should not get. We should get Ball, but he will not be available. So I'm not going to get my hopes up. We need a serviceable kid who nobody knows. So that takes me to this. Who's your sleeper in this year's draft? We had Donovan Mitchell, the spider. He was a steal. He was a sleeper. We had Paul Pierce. He was a sleeper when he came out. He dropped in the draft. So I'm just going to ask you guys. I'm going to start with you first, Styles the Guy. Who's your sleeper in the 2020 virtual NBA draft? Stay on the line, callers. We're going to get to you. As soon as we get finished, my man Styles answer the question. We're going to get right to you, callers. I know the asylum is going crazy. They got their spoons hitting the bars. I know they want to get out and holler at us.
Man, I had a tremendous opportunity to work out a lot of the NBA draft prospects throughout this past summer, and I've been ranting and raving. I had an opportunity to work out this kid, Kira Lewis Jr., man, and when I tell you he's 6'3", he's shifty, he got ball handling, he can shoot the light out of the ball, man. Guard out of Alabama, Kyrus Lewis Jr., man. Kyrus Lewis Jr., y'all be on the lookout for that kid, man. Big sleeper, but I'm telling y'all, he got it. He got it, man. I worked him out. I seen it all. Like, he got it, man. And that's my sleeper this year, the Alabama point guard, 6'3". He about 200, a buck 90. You got to put on some weight. I'm sure you know that we all know the NBA put that on you. And they'll put it on you real quick. But other than that, man, that's my sleeper, man. Kyrus Lewis Jr., 6'3 point guard out of Alabama, man, and he can shoot the lights out and he can pat that rock.
Three. When we come back from break, I'm going to get your take real quick before we get to the caller. Who's your sleeper, ICE? And we're going to get to the callers, man. We got to get to the break.
And from Iowa State, man, Tyrese Haliburton, man, 6'5 long, 190. He can shoot it. He got the long arms, play good defense. But what stands out to me is that he's 6'5 with some flair in his passes, man. Watch this guy. He got pull-up game, his threes, the athletic. I know he in the top five, top six picks. You know, in the league, though, but I think he could do it all. You know what I'm saying? I think he's ready, pro ready, you know what I'm saying, above all of them because, you know, he can score. He's long on defense. Defense is one of his fortes. And he can pass that ball, man, you know. So watch out for him. That's my sleeper room, you know what I'm saying? I think he'd be a solid pro, something like that. I think he'd be a solid
Streets.
Pro.
When we get back, we're going to get to the callers, man. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. I'll give you my sleeping when we get back, man. And listen, he might be playing from a team, a college team that's from the state of Ohio. It's your boy Boogie, ICE, T Roll, Styles the God, OG the Buck. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Trying to please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23-1, it almost drove me crazy. In a cell all alone, can't let it faze me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Bustin' chopper selling dope, I went to running wild. Threw a drum up in my 40, shoot 100 times. 200,000, my cousin Case, to see his daughter smile. Somebody save me, save me. All this leaning, all this spurts gon' drive me crazy. I see niggas switching sides like they kiddy. I can't let it kill my vibe, cause I'm too wavy. This is what I wanted, I'ma own it. thing I ever said, I'm standing on it. Got my dog in the feds, he turning farming. I just pray that he don't say some shit to harm us. Amen. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild.
Gone.
I just pray Bobby forgive me, ain't see my son in a while.
I pray.
I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile.
Fact.
Somebody save me, save me. Tryna please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. In a cell all alone, can't let it faze me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. One time my dog tryna lie, me must have lost his mind. When he know how we get down when niggas cross the line. And I hate to be the one that gotta call his mom. That money mixed up with that greed, it happen all the time. If I can't trust you, fuck you.
Fuck.
Know that money ain't a thing, I tell them touch you. Know them boys gon' bust your brain, I push your button.
Facts.
To make it home to see my son, know I'm gon' crush you. Cause that's important, to keep it a
honey.
I just wanna make it home to see my youngin'. Move my family out the ghetto, all I want it. Let me dance him with the devil chasing his money. Hey, I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100,000. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild.
Gone.
I just pray Bobby forgive me, ain't see my son in a while.
I
go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile.
Facts.
Somebody save me, save me. Tryna please a bitch, it almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23 and 1, it almost drove me crazy. All alone, can't let it fade me. I just wanna make it home and see my baby.
And it's so the streets of talk, the sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your wholesale boogie. I got my dream team in the building, baby. Styles of God, T Rizzy, ICE, OG the Buck. It's draft night. 8 minutes and some change before the first pick jumps off. You know how it go. We've been talking about the NFL, week 10. Any pretenders who think they're contenders? Any contenders who really are going to propel? NBA, who's your sleeper? Who should go number one? Who's going to be that kid? Remember, this is 2020. A wacky year, man. A year to remember. Who's going to be the next guy? We lost Kobe in 2020. Can we get another superstar out of the NBA draft? Streets! All callers, please stay on the line, man. You know, we got the big dummy of the day, as usual. You know what I mean? First time caller, first time listener, our man's in there. Coach Joe, the street is all yours. You in the building, baby.
Yo, what's up with you?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. How you doing?
Got it.
I got a question for y'all. Now, you know I'm a Browns fan. I just want to know how y'all feel about my Browns. It's been since 2002 since they made the playoffs. I want to know what y'all think. Can we do it this year?
Hey, you know what? I like you already, man. Okay? I like you already, man. Guess what, man? Now is the time, man. You know what I'm saying? I say that every year. But guess what, man? We right there in the hunt. If L. Meek think the Oakland Raiders the third best team in the AFC, and we didn't have Nick Chubb, I thought we should have won that game. You know, we in good shape. You know what I'm saying? To get the playoffs this year. We ain't trying to say we're going to make the Super Bowl. You know, we should think like that. But realistically, you know, we crawling. You know, so we're crawling right now, baby. But right now, man, We 20-20. Baker Mayfield's 20-20, man, as a starter, man. And I believe he's going to get better. And I believe he got the right coach, man, around him to, you know, to move forward. You know, as long as that running game stays solid and we get our defense together, man, I think we can make the playoffs this year. Uh-huh. I don't see too many teams like head and shoulders better than us, but the Steelers and Kansas City. You know, if you think the Raiders are the third best team in the AFC, then, I mean, we're right there. You know, I mean, Bills is good. The Bills are tough. And the Titans, you really can't lead them out. But we're right there. We're right there. So keep hope alive, baby.
Right.
That's what's up.
I think they got to get over that hurdle. We got to beat the Steelers or Baltimore. If we can get both of those, I think we'll definitely make them playoffs.
I think we could beat Baltimore this next game. Now, we might not get beat Steelers. It comes down to the last game, depending on how we playing every week. If we're getting better and better every week, you know, maybe Steelers lose a couple games and lose some momentum. I don't know. But we play them the last game. I think this year is going to come down to something special, you know. So we at home, you know, so you never know what might happen, though, man. But we're going to go game by game, you know what I'm saying? I think we could beat Philly this week, and we should go to 7-3.
Joe, question that you opposed to the Dream Team. I'm sure Ice was going to agree, being a big Browns fan. But let me just give you my answer, and I'm going to take about 11 seconds to give you my answer, if you'll pay attention real quick.
Okay.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
That's pretty good. That's pretty much where I'm at with it.
That's all you got to say, huh?
That's all I got to say. Who next? Styles next?
Hey, I'm in the streets, and where I'm at, everybody went crazy. They laughing like crazy.
I even laughed at that, man. So, you know, hey, that was funny, man, because you sound like him, man.
I'm gonna say this about the Cleveland Browns. What's happening now is they're growing. I'm gonna say that. The thing about it is they have to finish. We know you're gonna beat the Jaguars. We know you're gonna beat the Philadelphia Eagles. But will you beat the Tennessee Titans? Will you beat the Baltimore Ravens? You know why you may beat the Pittsburgh Steelers? Because it's the last game of the season, and they might have what you call it locked up home field, and they might sit their starters. So you might win on default. So I'm going to say you will make the playoffs because of COVID-19. Eight teams make the playoffs this year. But if you get in, so what? You're in. It's like the bubble. So what? You're in. You're in. So I'm going to give you that. But when you get in, I want to see if Faker Baker can deliver the goods. Because you know in the playoffs, ask Lamar Jackson, they take away what you do well. They get you to be uncomfortable. What do you do then? And that's what I want to see out of Faker Baker. Is he going to be real, or is he going to be a faker? Streets, Coach Joe. Any more comments, man?
That's all I got for you. I'm gonna let y'all continue.
Man, we appreciate you, Coach Joe. Please,
I think they ready.
Please listen to us Saturday morning, 10 a.m. I need you to stay on the line because we had a big dummy of the day coming up. And as always, Coach Joe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street! We got our second caller, man, as usual. Coming from down there in Florida. I don't know if he's on South Beach today, but I think he was on Sunday when he flew me that kite, man. all-time caller, all-time listener, our man's in them. P-Funk, you in the building bringing that funk. What's the deal, babe?
What's the deal, babe? How y'all gentlemen doing, man?
Oh, man. All right. It's going crazy.
What's the deal,
it's going crazy in the asylum, man.
I don't know, man. Crazy. I can't wait to watch this little draft. I've been liking what I've been hearing from y'all. I'm definitely looking out. Styles, I'm looking out for your man, who you mentioned will be the sleeper. I'm looking out for him, though. I've been watching a couple of his videos. He nice. Very nice. Very nice. But let me address the elephant in the room. Boogie, what's up with you, man? Why you be hating on the Browns so much? You know what I mean? You said if they make the playoffs, it doesn't matter. It's like the bubble. You know what I mean? It always matters in the NFL. For you to take that next step to go beyond, like, the first round of the playoffs, in the NFL, you need experience. And you, I mean, if you, like, look at the Bills. The Bills made the playoffs last year, right? We know they're going to make it this year if, you know, they can somehow stop losing games and whatnot. But you need that experience, you know what I mean? And, I mean, the Browns make it. Nobody thought they was going to make the playoffs this year. You know, they would have been a good team, but at the same time, like, they got a new head coach, a new system, everything. Like, if they make it, that's huge. I mean, next year, when they really make a move and go get a possible big free agent, you know what I mean, they'll be even in better position, you know what I mean, when they make the playoffs next year again. So, I mean, I ain't going to poo-poo on nobody making it. You know, you need that experience. As far as, like, my top three games, it was good seeing Bill Belichick, Cam, and them get that win against Baltimore. That was very huge for them. I think that's going to vault them for the second half of the season, you know. I don't know what's up with Lamar, whether he keep deflecting the blame, but he done known this for, like, two seasons that he got to be a better passer, you know what I mean? And, I mean, he was making good passes in that weather despite everything that was against him, you know. But he definitely got to get better a little bit. Hopefully the weather favoring them in the next game when they go against the Titans. I don't think the Titans are really – I don't think they're a contender. I think they're faking. I think they're faking, you know what I mean? Because they have no defense for real, for real. They can't rush the passer. They can't get pressure. They got to blitz a lot, you know what I mean? And all they, and if you stop Derrick Henry, like what the Colts did, you know what I mean, and you force them to pass, that's a recipe for success, you know?
He's faking. He's no better than Baker Tannehill.
First off, they have a legit defensive player of the year on their side. They have Myles Garrett, you know what I mean, and a lockdown corner. So they can get pressure on the QB. The Browns can't fake it, you know what I mean. And I applaud Nick Chubb for running out of bounds because at the end of the day, their defense can't really stop a nosebleed, you know what I mean, unless Myles Garrett get into the quarterback. And I would have never wanted to see that defense have to play prevent defense versus Deshaun Watson. He would have probably picked them apart and probably scored, you know. But, again, if he would have scored, they would have probably been up, like, by two scores. So, I mean, if they would have lost, it would have been on them anyway. But, again, you get out there, a win is a win, however you can get it, you know. I'm pretty sure the Bears would have wanted that win, you know, on Monday night. So, hey, you take it how you can get it. My last game, okay, the Buffalo Cardinals game. Look, I know everybody wants to put a lot of stock in that throw Murray did to Hopkins, and I'm not going to poo-poo on it or say it was bad or anything like that. It was a fantastic throw, catch, play all together, you know what I mean? Probably the top play of the year if in the running with that DK Metcalf, you know, hop down, Buda Baker, you know what I mean? Those probably the top two plays of the year right now. Head to head, but at the same time, like, this is not the Heisman, bro. We're not giving Kyler Murray MVP for one moment in the league. You know what I mean? It's still, you know what I mean, it's still Patrick Mahomes' world, and we all just living in it. So, yeah, for that game, it was cool seeing them get the win. But at the same time, let's not put him up there just yet. He still got to get through the Rams, and I mean, granted, Russell Wilson, he's coming back down to earth. Which, I mean, I don't know what's going on with him. He just seeming like he's just crashing like a satellite, you know, leading the league in interceptions. But it's still a tough division. So, I mean, let's, you know, let it breathe a little bit and hold off. And, yeah, one last thing. My sleeper for this draft, Boogie, I'm going to go with your man from FSU, Devin Vassell, the little shooting guard forward. I'm going to go with him as my sleeper, you know what I mean, for this draft. He going to be very nice when he gets to the league. He going to be very, very nice. He already is a good defender.
Very versatile.
A solid defender, you know what I mean? He can shoot it. He going to be very nice, you know what I mean? He just got to develop a little bit more. But, yeah, that's my sleeper, though.
P-Funk, we appreciate you bringing that funk. And I'm going to say this about, and see, you already took what I was going to say. I said that. When they take away something, they took away Derrick Henry, so Tannehill had to show up, and he didn't. In a playoff, when they take away the run, what will Baker Mayfield do? And listen to me. I'm not saying that they're not a good team. I'm saying this. When you have those type of weapons, you were plagued to be a playoff team in 2018. So when you make the playoffs in 2019, I apologize. You were slated for that. So for you to make it in 2020 is not a big deal in Boogie Bungalow.
So hold on, let me ask you this real quick, Pop. All right. So if we take that 2019 coaching staff that they had, granted they were supposed to make the playoffs and whatnot. If you take that 2019 coaching staff that they had with Freddie Kitchens and all the dysfunction that was going on in that organization, and you put him in the coaching staff right now, replace Kevin Stefanski and whatnot, and put him in this situation with COVID and all that, do you think this season would have gone as smooth as it is right now?
They should have hired Greg Williams as their head coach. But he's eight ball because of the New Orleans Saints, right, because of the situation for the bounty hunter situation. So I think that it was, and I understand the coach, because Freddie Kitchens was, it was over his head. I agree with you on that position. But the roster never changed.
Okay. And they
never changed.
6-3. They're still at 6-3.
Right.
If you would have said they would have been at 6-3 at this period before the season started, if you would have said they would have been 6-3 at this point right now, I guarantee you, damn near all the Browns fans would have took that and been like, yeah, you only got three losses, one to the Raiders, that you should have won that Raiders game, you know what I mean? But of course, you know, the Pittsburgh and the Steelers,
who have
the most continuity in the league. They have the most
continuity. I'm not
disputing. For the last 20 years.
Of course,
now, listen
the Browns,
to me,
man. All Browns fans.
I'm not disputing.
That.
I'm not disputing your jabs. You hit me in the ribs. I slipped the one to the left, though. The one to the left, I slipped that one. Because.
I get back off
it. Right, absolutely. Now, you got me with the body blow. But I slipped that one up top because I'm saying. Nothing changed, and I will say the reason why you gave me to the body because the coaching staff changed.
Right.
But the one I slipped was because of the personnel, the roster didn't change. I'm not surprised that they're not in position to make the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
Again,
that's all
you're
I'm saying.
In a whole new system. You know what I mean? Look at Green Bay. Green Bay came in with the same system. You know what I mean? This year, they're still struggling on the same defense. They should have never been that close with the Jaguars.
I understand that. We have hiccup
personnel.
Games like that. We lost to the Minnesota Vikings that are streaking with Dalvin Cook. He cooked us for four touchdowns. So we are very vulnerable.
Y'all got pushed in the playoffs. So,
absolutely.
I mean, is that not you fixing your personnel or y'all fixing the scheme?
Our roster stinks on defense. We know that. We have to outscore teams. We know what we have to do.
The Browns have to do. Outscore people. They don't have a defense either besides Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, and maybe one safety.
Ding, ding, ding. You made my valid point. That includes your quarterback with winning the game. So we will see if Baker Mayfield can make sure that he's worthy of those Progressive Insurance commercials. Street!
Appreciate it.
P-Funk We appreciate you calling, man. And don't forget, on Saturday, 10 a.m., stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day. Make sure you stay on the line. But give us a call. Make sure you tune in Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 515-605-9370. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Hey, man, I'm kicking in New Orleans styles with my man Cut, man. We in the building. When we come back, the big dummy of the day. Street!
You know the shit, that's my nigga, I made him a million, now fuck it, we all rich. I ain't tryna have babies right now, so we fuck with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring Evie, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be by no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing my shit. Can't believe that I'm still in an apartment. Businessman went and got me in office. Me and Dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spar Street. All legit, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got raw, that shit made me a monster. He bitch, you know this, my sister, my mama. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run up no motherfucking. Commas, look at Lil Dumb. Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag, but told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a 10 for 5. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them in the bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them snakes. Peep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Really, is it getting these niggas be faking? I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They'll weigh down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective. Woo-wee. Shout out to Anthony Edwards. We played that because now you the number one overall draft pick. You got something to prove. Especially in the street. It's L Boogie T Row. ICE Styles the God. And the engineer, OG the Buck. You know what time it is. It's the big dummy of the day. But before we get to that, NCAA football, Notre Dame prevailed, Miami prevailed. Big games. We're going to talk about them Saturday. Indiana, Ole State. Oh, yeah. Let's get to it. The boy Jones from Alabama, man, he a Heisman candidate. He like Joe Burrow out here. Oh, yeah. Are you serious? Shout out to my man, Mr. Edwards, though, man. His mom's passed away, and he's, you know, putting it together for grandma and everybody, man. But, you know, shout out. We'll get to the shout outs, you know, after this, man. But let's get to it. Let's get to it, man. Houston, we have a problem. Today, November 18th, 2020, the big dummy of the day goes out to James Harden. You want to know why? Because James is demanding a trade, and he thinks he's going to demand that
and get to the Nets. You declined $51 million for the next 2 years to think that they're going to trade you to the Brooklyn Nets. Is Brooklyn in the house without a doubt? And you're not there, Beard. You're not there. So for Wild Out Wednesday, the big dummy of the day goes to James Harden of the Houston Rockets. Get used to it, Beard. You're a Rocket for a minute.
You big cold-blooded dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
51 million? Did you say 51 million?
With no ceiling on it. As they
what was
say,
he thinking about?
At the famous nightclub Vails in Cleveland, Ohio. And listen to this, world. It's not an establishment anymore. It's tore down. It's a parking lot right now for the famous Cleveland Clinic. But I tell you this, and I'm saying this, if you're from Cleveland, Ohio, you know the Vails nightclub and the famous people. They come through, they go to Vails. Or they used to go to Lance's for the fish dinners. That's just in the streets, man, in Cleveland. Streets! Man. ICE, you the big boy on the show, man. You the eldest, man. Any shout-outs before we get out of here? I know you got some when I say Lance's and Vails. What's your shout-outs for the night, man?
My shout-outs to the all play. For the set.
Nah, well, hey, man. Look, man. Dizzy. Styles of God. Buck. As a preacher. L Boogie. Hey, good show, guys. Congratulations to the number one pick, Anthony Edwards, man. Let's get it uphold that number one pick, man. Don't be one of these buttons. Coming through lately. I think it's a good score, but I think top three or four picks, top five picks in this draft, you might have a couple all-stars. You know, no superstar. I think you're like a Donovan Mitchell, but I think Mitchell a little bit better, you know, shoot a little better. So watch out for him, though, man, because Donovan Mitchell didn't score a lot of points in college. I think that's about 14 in the game. We'll see this year. Might turn out to be the way.
Street. OG the Buck. Any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Oh, Brown. Oh, Faker Baker. Shout out to the Browns, man. Shout the Browns out. They got them another win. I thought they wasn't going to do it. They get my first shout out. Shout out, man, all the callers that called in today. Coach Joe from the Collarwood Cobras. Joe, we appreciate your support. Good looking. My man P in Florida. P Funk bringing it like he always bring it. With all the knowledge. We appreciate it, God. Thank you. All the callers that did not get in. We be up against it, man. We only pay for an hour and a half. We got 21 minutes. We got 11 minutes to get out of here. We would have got y'all in. Call in Wednesday, 10 in the morning. We'll be waiting on you. I mean, Saturday, 10 in the morning, my apologies. Saturday, 10 in the morning, my bad. Wednesday, 7 o'clock. We'll be waiting on you in the queue. Everybody that didn't get in, beat up. Davizy. Gomez. Cole. Trill Trey. The list goes on and on, man. I can't say everybody, man. We appreciate everybody listening. Shout out to the Dream Team, my guys. Styles the God, T-Rizzy, ICE, my man Boogie,
I want to shout out all the essential workers keeping us safe as these numbers continue to rise. Keep your hands on the plow, man. Keep us safe, man. God bless y'all. We love you. Shout out to Mud. Shout out to the number one youth organization in the city, those Cobras. Shout out Six Words. Six Words Elite. Shout out my man B-Dub, what he doing with this great Toast Foundation. Keep us safe, Ben. Keep the kids motivated. Keep us going, B-Dub. We appreciate it. One thing before I get out of here, because I'm dragging, because I drag on. One thing before I get out of here. Picture me rolling.
I want to give a shout out to all the young men that will get drafted tonight, and their life and their family lives will change. All the hard work you put in, whether it's just God-given talent or you worked your butt off to get where you are, I want to give you a shout out, man, because it's a lot of young men who think that they can get in that position to get their name called. But you will. The dream has come true. Wild Out Wednesday. Shout out. If you want to listen to the show, podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. I want to give a shout out to the Dream Team. STG, OG the Buck, Styles the God. I already said STG. T Rizzy.
I know y'all.
ICE. T Rizzy. Shout out real quick,
damn
man.
It. What's up, baby? Hey, we gotta hop in the ride, but I love, hey, man. Hey, Dream Team. Shout out to the boys, man. ICE, OG,
picture me rolling.
Gotta go. Picture us rolling. My wife just got back, so drop me off first. Love you, motherfuckers. I'll see y'all on Saturday.